Hello?
Hi, hello. Am I speaking to Charlie?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can help me. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you today?
Good.
You're doing good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great to hear. Alrighty, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yes. Definitely.
Definitely? Okay, thank you. Alright, may I please know what is your age?
40.
Thank you. You sound pretty young. Okay. Thank you. All right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
Multi ethnicity.
Okay. Should I use mixed race?
Yes.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? I'll give you some options. Please, you can choose two choices. Climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public schools education, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, crime and violence.
So that's a long list, but lowering taxes, increasing public safety, reducing crime,
okay.
Immigration, and...
I'm sorry. We can choose two options, so which I understand that you may be motivated to vote.
Then just do the economy and crime.
Okay. So let me see. I have inflation and economy. Would that be the one?
Yeah.
And the other one I have, criminal justice reform that stops racial...
No, not that one.
I have
no, it's
one.
The one to lowering crime.
Immigration, protecting abortion, standing up, lowering taxes, protecting, improving criminal... crime and violence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crime and violence. Lowering
Thank
crime
you.
And violence.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Neutral.
Okay. The options that I have is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economy situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Staying the same, okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? The options where you can choose from is much more, somewhat more, the same, somewhat fewer, or a lot fewer.
The same.
Thank you. And now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about the Democratic Party?
0.
Okay. What about the Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights?
I have no opinion.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
50.
What about the NAACP?
50.
Kamala Harris?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Taylor Swift?
50.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
The independent.
For the independent, okay. Cornel West, okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried.
Not so worried or not worried at all?
Probably not so worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree to that?
Agree.
Would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about the artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now?
Yes. Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Somewhat agree.
Abortion access should be legally protected. Should be a legal protect right in this country.
Somewhat, it's kind of hard to answer that because it's not saying whether it's at state or federal levels. So I'll say strongly or somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly disagree.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which statement you agree the most. Statement A, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than united with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B. Other people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put trust to ideal that the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting our groups of America based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so that they may have all contribute to the strength of the America. Do you agree with the statement A, B?
A.
Okay, much more A or somewhat more A?
Much more A.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means that it's somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. All right, quality K through 12 education? Okay, what number would you give to that?
10.
10, okay. How about affordable health care?
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
A fair and equitable court system?
10.
A strong military?
10.
Free and fair elections?
10.
Secure borders?
10.
Traditional family values?
10.
Thank you so much for helping me out. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. On a scale from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that statement or with that argument?
Probably 5.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel the same, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10.
Thank you. Alrighty. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10.
10.
I appreciate it. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Postgraduate.
All right, that's great. Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I'd say somewhat.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. These were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for helping me out. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.